the orchestrations have been made by my grandfather, who was a composer. He was a composer in his own right. He studied with Nikolai Myaskovsky. And he was someone who, during his entire youth, was deprived of hearing Rachmaninoff's music. He was born in 1915. He studied at the conservatory during the early 1930s. And it was not until after the war that he heard Rachmaninoff's music performed live. And it was so such a life-changing experience for him that he decided to take some of the then lesser-known songs by Rachmaninoff and arrange them for the orchestra with a very specific tenor in mind. Ivan Kozlovsky, who was our Pavarotti or Caruso of the time. And he orchestrated 10 songs, and they were performed by Kozlovsky and recorded on disc, conducted by Kirill Kondrashin. But since the death of my grandfather and then the death of Kozlovsky, nobody has ever performed those songs. Rachmaninoff songs are usually performed with piano. So a few years ago, my father
who is a conductor.
My father decided to dig the songs out, and they were published by Boozer and Hawkes. And now the songs are available for performance. We will not perform all 10 of them. There will be a selection of 6. And they will be sung by the same tenor, Vsevolod Grivnov, who is performing in the bells. So for me personally, this concert, this program, is like a journey into my own past. And on one hand side, it's the presence of Rachmaninoff here in Philadelphia and his history with this city and this orchestra. On the other hand, it's Rachmaninoff's presence in the Russian music life and in the life of my family.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.